As the National Park Service celebrates its 100th anniversary this month, we're taking a closer look at the parks here in Washington. Local poet Tim McNulty describes the Olympic National Park as an intricate tracery of life forms and waterways, each lending beauty and complexity to the whole. McNulty has lived on the Olympic Peninsula for 45 years, but it was his first trip up Mount Olympus that solidified his love for the park.
It's a long hike, and the beauty of the forest can really seep into you. The kind of snow-capped peaks of the Bailey Range to the east and the long valley of the Ho River west, distant gleam of the Pacific, it all struck me as all of a place, all of a piece almost, from ocean to mountains and glaciers, kind of an entire wilderness ecosystem that was remarkably intact. And over the years, as I've explored and learned more about this place, that feeling has only deepened.
You've written, Tim, that to immerse yourself in the Olympic National Park is to step into a larger story. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think what that probably referred to was, you know, the larger stories, the cycles, the great cycles of water and land and life. And then the evolution, or really co-evolution of animals and salmon with their habitats, really kind of reminds me that we're part of that process, and it's wonderful to recognize this whole magical place as home.
You say that Olympic National Park has survived the odds.
Oh, it has. Yeah, you know, the park really survived the 19th century assault of mining and logging and railroad building, and that altered so much of the West. The peninsula's isolated locale out here on the far end, it was just far enough for markets and railheads for humans not to have really, you know, had a huge play in altering this landscape. So by the 1930s, when Americans were coming to the understanding that we're losing our original forests, we're losing our wild rivers, there was enough of the original ecosystem here to save and make a park large enough to preserve some of those forests and some of those processes for the future.
What makes the Olympics unique to Washington State?
Well, they're unique because, they're a small, isolated range of coastal mountains, yet that encompass glacier-clad peaks like the High Cascades, a dozen wild, free-flowing rivers, one of the greatest temperate old-growth forest preserves in North America, forests that harbor fairly intact communities of wildlife and wild salmon. It's all bounded by 70 miles of undeveloped Pacific coastline, offshore islands, intertidal communities. And the park is recognized as a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve and a World Heritage Site. It's a wild and beautiful corner of the earth adjacent to a thriving urban area that's luckily been preserved for the future.
Have you ever had a bad time in Olympic National Park?
Oh, even the bad times are good times. Yeah, I've been wet and cold plenty. Lost on occasion. You know, they're all good memories.
Do you have a favorite Olympic National Park story?
Some of my best memories of traveling in the park are backpacking with my daughter when she was a little girl, and every year being able to venture a little more deeply into the wilderness, until one year we were able to go to a very remote kind of hidden lake off the High Divide. We had some wonderful encounters with some bears that were there that I've written about. But
how wonderful can a bear encounter be?
Pretty wonderful when they're flipping huge boulders down the slope and digging around for grubs, and we're sitting well out of their way in our camp down by a small lake, watching them through binoculars and at closer range as they're going about feeding during the summer.
We've talked a lot about Olympic National Park itself. What is your relationship with the park?
I moved here as a young man because of the park, because I was attracted to the diversity and the wildness and the beauty of the park. I was maybe a hopeful poet and writer at the time, and looking for a landscape that I could immerse myself into that would inspire me perhaps. And since then, the park and really the surrounding ecosystem have become central to my life as a poet, as an essayist, as a naturalist. So it's hard for me to think of a way that a part of my life that Olympic National Park has not touched in a deep way.
For those of us who don't know Olympic National Park, what do you recommend we do?
It's a very diverse park, and of course it depends on the season. For the summer season, people are drawn to the high country, either day trips up to Hurricane Ridge or longer trips into the high mountains. Spring and fall, the western forest trails, the temperate rainforest trails, are a wonderful experience. Year round, you could visit the Olympic Coast. Particularly in winter, it comes alive with storms. My suggestion is that wherever you go, just take some time to steep yourself into this landscape, to be open to the sights and sounds and smells and textures around you, to give yourself over to this place, whether it be just for an afternoon or for a multi-day trip, and just let some of the magic sink into you.
Tim McNulty lives in Sequim. His book is called Olympic National Park, A Natural History.